I look back upon my time, see the snapshots of my life. You will not be surprised. See your name across my smile. See your name across my smile. And I will remember you. I will remember you. I will remember you. The way you are right now. The way you are right now. When I first came into view, I was older than you. Always going out of tune. Anytime you leave the room. Anytime you leave the room. And I will remember you. I will remember you. I will remember you. The way you are right now. The way. Of my life, you will not be surprised. See your name across my smile. See your name across my smile. And I will remember you. I will remember you. I will remember you. The way.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. Welcome to Fresh Root, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, along with Comrade Tom.
Hey!
Malcolm is...
Oh, is he on his way?
I don't know.
Oh, he just texted that he's here.
Oh.
But,
well, you know, we're on the air.
So we are on the air.
If you'll let him know that...
on the air.
This is live community radio.
Your hot air is outside.
Uh-huh. Well.
Yes. We kicked it off with some Damien Dorado because... we love Damien Dorado, and because we saw him last night.
Wasn't he delightful?
Ugh. Mm. He doesn't have much of a mouth, and he doesn't have lips, but that man has got a voice back behind those teeth.
Uh-huh.
I'm being inappropriate, because I think he's cute. But you
he
know,
is cute.
And, yeah, so... I don't know. We took a picture with him, and I sent it to my friend Kayla, and she's like, y'all look so happy. I was happy. We were happy, because he, you know, he brought the sad for everyone, because we're Minnesotans. We're bad at having feelings. So it was good, right? What else happened? Oh, that's right. I don't know. Sometimes I like to just, if it's quiet shows, I like to just say things loud enough for people to hear. And I may have said goodbye forever.
After, mind you, this is after he shares the story of his wife surviving a major cardiac event and almost dying, and then. And then he was like, oh yeah. And then I don't know when I'll be on tour. This is the last tour I'm going on for a while, but I'll be back sometime. I just don't know when. And then Tom says,
goodbye forever.
To which
he's like, who said that?
Damien Drew. Yes. And we're like standing in the front row.
Right. And he looks at you two. He's like, you two friends with him? Yeah. Like,
yep. Sure are.
Yep.
It's been great. It's been great.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes. So, but then he said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm coming over. Sadly, he did not come over. But
isn't that a shame?
It is for me, but it's fine.
I feel like
we got a picture with him, so that was a good time.
Uh-huh. It's true. It was great. Some people who were at the show even commented on, which I always think is nice, especially on the Instagram when they comment and they're like, "Oh, we were there too." And then
what did they say?
They were just like it was a great show. But one of them is a musician himself. So I was like, oh, great, cool.
Right. Real, it was a great story. I was there for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're
terrible. You're terrible.
How am I terrible? I mean, what was I going to say? His music's good. It's chill. It's a good vibe. And he said funny things like, about time that Phil Collins got nominated for
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
And he was which apparently he did. So that's wonderful.
And apparently he's competing with the likes of
Pink. Who, I don't know. There was.
As he said, she's fine.
Right. Exactly. Mm. There was some derision in the audience. And I was like,
Right.
Yes. That's how I feel about that.
I followed him on a Substack, and he posted yesterday. I was telling the promoter that the first time I was here to perform in St. Paul was 1997.
2001.
Well, that's what he said in
2007.
But he wrote that he was here in 1997.
Oh, okay.
And the kid was like, I was too.
Wow. Doesn't that just make you feel old?
I mean, I was 10, so...
Does it?
Our friend Malcolm
Tommy,
has...
Can you hear me?
I have to turn on your microphone
tap,
first.
Tap.
I have to turn on your microphone first.
That would be great.
Well, thank you for joining us eventually.
Thanks. Yes, it's great to be here. What is going on?
Well, we were talking about our lovely evening last night.
Yeah, but what's going on with the parking here? Like,
it's,
dude.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday dude. Night. People are, like, living their lives.
People are out and about.
Get out of here. This has never been a problem when we ever got here.
Look, apparently Hodan cuisine is hot right now.
I guess that's probably what it is.
So two things. The cafe downstairs has been closed for remodeling for about 3 months now, and we've been under an ICE occupation where immigrants didn't feel safe to leave their homes. So... That's why parking has been good the past couple of times.
But the group
times.
That we will remain nameless is still here.
ICE?
Yes!
Why would they be nameless?
I don't want to name them.
ICE. ICE out.
Assholes. Anyway. Oh, we can't? Oh, never mind. Sorry, you guys are great people.
Turning off your mic.
Canceled. We are canceled. And it isn't even over being ableist or sexist or
right. Of all the things. Of all the things that we have said on this radio show.
I know. And I say that. And then I say that. And then.
Moving forward. On the agenda.
Oh.
On the agenda. Well, the agenda.
Happy
says,
birthday, Malcolm. Happy belated birthday. You had a wonderful birthday.
Yes, I did.
Tell the people all about it.
I turned 50. There you go.
Well, what?
No, I mean, kidding. We went to Puerto Vallarta. Yeah.
We did.
And I feel so bad. And now because of what's going on there and with our friends that are there, I hope you guys are safe because there's still people there in Puerto Vallarta because for some of you who don't know, some people in Minnesota, they go to Puerto Vallarta to like vacation or actually stay there for months, the homosexuals. So some of them are there where this is all, you know, happening. And I feel bad for them. So hopefully you guys are out there safe. I heard from a few of them, so that's good. But we were there the last week of January, so this wasn't happening. But it was a wonderful experience. It really was. It was a great, exhilarating, very... I don't know. It was very awesome to be able to be able to do something like that at 50 years old. So I was very excited that that occurred. So we had fun. We ATV'd. We ate a lot of food, and we drank a lot of drinks.
We did. We did not go see the turtles, though.
We didn't go see the turtles. I didn't know about the turtles.
I didn't either. And then the daddy that came over and chatted us from Michigan.
Oh, that's right.
He was telling us that we had to get a burnless... we had to do that, but also that we had to get a burnless... Yeah. Vaporizer for weed and stuff.
It's like, thanks.
Strange things happen.
Appreciate
on vacation.
That. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
But apparently there was a turtle preserve, and you could go and release them in the evening so they could make it to the ocean before birds ate them.
Well, you know, sorry that...
You know, like, these turtles can lay so many eggs, but the thing is, like, most of them die. Which is sad.
Okay, let's keep happy thoughts. Okay.
Happy birthday.
So that was cool. Thank you. But it was really cool to be able to do a trip like that and to have 8 of my friends, actually 10 more friends there that was able to come and celebrate with me. So you can't go backwards now after you do all-inclusive. It feels weird. It's like, now that you've done all-inclusive, it's like... I don't want to.
If you don't do it, are you going to just feel poor?
Right. I don't know. It's such a bizarre feeling now. It's just like, I had a butler, which was odd.
We did.
He was Humberto. Cool, though. Humberto was really cool. He was so nice. And he was always looking for me. Oh, I'm so glad I saw you, Malcolm. Just making sure everything is okay. Is your bed made? I'm like, oh my God. We had the chocolate covered strawberries. We had the balloons in the room.
So many balloons.
We had a hot tub in our room, in our suite. The stand and shower. The bidet.
The bidet.
People.
I miss those.
Even
days.
When you've gone to a restaurant, there was a bidet.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the bathroom, there's a bidet.
The heated seats. They were heated.
They were heated.
Although I will say the dryer was burned a little hot. They were like, a little toasty down there.
It's
roasting
toasty,
some marshmallows.
But anyway, but yes, no, it was really cool. It was really nice. It was, but anyway, yes. Yeah, so yeah, I'm 50 and I'm feeling it. But I will say this, and then I'll go to my other topic. I will say this: when I got back and started eating American food, I think I got sick. I really do, because everything we ate was so fresh and so good and, you know, cooked well and proper, everything. And then when I come back eating like our wonderful...
When you pay $5,000 to stay there.
Well, I guess, yes.
It's kind of...
And then my body's
hopefully
like...
Hopefully we're paying for something.
Right, and then my body's like, what the hell is going on now? Why are we eating this burger?
The pico de gallo, I want
like,
that.
Oh, and the shrimp tacos. And the Nikki Sangria.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Sangria was my best friend.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that drink with the lychees. Oh, anyway. So there's that. Puerto Vallarta was amazing. Yes, and then I also had to go on a second trip. Actually, I would like to try
to
do a trip once a month.
It's nice to be in the Epstein class, isn't it?
Oh my God, ew, that's disgusting.
I mean, he's got grays, so he's clearly not taking the adrenochrome.
Yes, wow.
Okay.
But anyway, okay. And then I'm the one that's muted. Anyway, Palm Springs.
Show up on time.
That's not what I'm talking about. Screw that. Anyway, I did go to Palm Springs for... a wedding ceremony for two really good friends, one I've known for a very, very long time, Dr. Dalton, and I still don't know Hugo's last name, so Mark and Hugo.
Braces.
Congrats. I mean, no,
gay.
I just don't know it.
Gay.
It's
gay.
Just like gay. But no, they got married officially, you know, legally in November, but they wanted to have a ceremony in Palm Springs because most of her friends were going to be there for the International Bear Conversions.
The what?
It's a bear run. So,
B-E-A-R-U-N.
Conversions?
Convergence.
Oh, convergence. I was like,
convergence?
How are convergence. You converting bears?
Oh, my God.
With the adrenochrome.
With, okay. You know, with
Thomas,
a lot of...
You're on your second warning.
With a lot of
you're
nair.
Your second warning. Do you want to be muted? I'll mute you.
A lot of nair. Alfred's in a muted mood. Watch out. Anyway, but no, did that. So very, very excited about that. Congratulations. That was a lot of fun. There's a big statue of Marilyn Monroe where you can take a picture underneath her. You know,
oh my
coochie.
God, Courtney had a Marilyn Monroe moment.
Really?
Because right, we were on the her sundress was just a little too short, and the wind was a little strong.
Oh, right,
and she's like, "Oh God!"
You mentioned that.
It was hilarious. It was
a gasp. Mm-hmm. And Oscars coming up. I'm going to talk about Oscars more next month. You know, I mean, we could talk about who we can predict that'll probably win later on, but. We'll talk more about the Oscars next month. But Oscars party! Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Are you going to do one?
You don't think? Yeah, I just have a attending invite. Mm-hmm. You don't think it's going to be Sinners?
I don't know.
This is my... I'll predict right now what
everyone's
I think's going to happen.
Everyone's voted by now, haven't they?
Yes.
Okay.
This is my prediction. This is how I feel. I feel that Paul Thomas Anderson, he's got it locked for Best Director.
What locked did he do?
One battle after another. Ugh. So that's locked. Ugh. But for Best Picture, though, I feel that they will give it to Sinners. I think they'll split it.
Hmm.
That's how I feel. Maybe. I may be wrong.
Maybe.
I mean, 16 nominations. That's
a
pretty
huge.
Did
you hear about what happened at the BAFTA?
Yes, we were going to talk about that later. Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about it later in pop culture. So, ooh. But we'll talk about that. But that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing. That's what's going on in my life.
Wow.
What simulation are you getting ready for?
I'm getting ready for... Basically, I have to coach actors. Because at the university, they apparently have people who just, like, read case studies. And... Oh, I thought you were, like, touching your nipples over there. I was very confused.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be a very racy show, as you can tell, people. We are
but
apologetic of our comments.
I have to
We're in feelings.
It's like I'm the only one who showed up to work tonight. I'm just pressing my buttons and... Okay.
You're pushing buttons. All right, go ahead. Here we go.
No, I'm doing a... It's called a performance skills assessment... But I'm doing it live with a person to be like, hey, tell me about what do you want to talk about? And what do you want to change? Yada, yada, yada.
Oh, that's cool.
I do that on Monday. And then thankfully, I'm going to pass probably, but like I don't have to pass. Absolutely pass. The one that I have to pass in order to be like, continue on to next year.
Mm-hmm. So this is for grad school?
Yes, for the grad schools.
And what are you going to school for, Tom?
Integrative health. And well-being coaching.
To be a coach.
To be a coach.
There you go.
You're going to be a coach of well-being.
To be a therapist without being a therapist. Because, you know, I use motivational interviewing, which is a form of cognitive behavioral therapy. But, you know, it's not therapy.
You have the cure for wellness.
That's exciting.
Right. I'm going to become one of those messianic wellness people who's like...
The pandemic! Ah!
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Look, I started listening to conspirituality.
Okay. You need to get out of that. You need to get out of that part of the podcast sphere. No, ma'am.
Why?
No. Because they start with very the thing that I do is I go on YouTube and watch experts from expert videos who are like, yeah, that's not an actual thing. It's not an actual thing. I like watch old Carl Sagan. He's like,
I mean,
no.
They're talking about cults.
I know.
Which is interesting.
Uh-huh.
We pretty much live in a cult world.
Yeah, we're in a cult world right now. You do know
world.
That. A cult
Everyone
world.
Has. Yes. We're all part of our own cliques.
You do know that a particular party.
You do know, don't you?
You do.
You do know that it's condescending to start your phrases with, you do know.
Yes, I do. That's why I did it.
Did you know?
Did you know? Why do you think
anyway.
I did it? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Was that the point? I thought that was the point. Anyway, did we already talk about what you're doing, Alfred?
No, we did not.
Okay, well, what are you doing, Alfred?
Well, Mercury is in retrograde, which is why I'm giving you grace for being late. That's fine.
Anyway,
that's
fine.
Mercury's in retrograde. It's a real thing. I don't actually think that, like, the planets are in charge of everything, but I do think, like, I do believe in the idea of the power of suggestion. So, like, I do think that sometimes people get it in their heads when they're programming the technology that we're using that, like, oh, nothing can go wrong if I do this. Or, like, the really competent programmers are like, yeah, it's going to go wrong, but we'll figure it out later. But when things go wrong, they go really wrong. So, like, what was it? Last night, I can't remember what failed on all of my apps, and I was like, I have to restart my machine. Okay.
Which apps were you looking at?
No, and like on my iPad.
Which apps on your iPad were you looking at?
No, I mean,
Alfred.
I couldn't scroll on my iPad.
What were you scrolling on?
Nothing.
It's like the New York Times.
Oh,
right. So like I couldn't move anything on it. So I was like, I just need to do a hard reset. So like, and that
reset the programmable
matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I didn't actually used to believe that Mercury in retrograde was a real thing until 2010 when the Tea Party happened. I was working in South Dakota for Stephanie Hirsa Sandlin, who was our lone Democratic representative. Okay. She would lose that election to Kristi Noem. Yeah.
So you're bitter about that.
Well, no, not no. I mean, it's everybody whatever. But like on election day, we had auto dialers. And they started going out one by one. Like, we started losing them across the state. And then I was like, oh, okay, so we're switching over to, like, okay, we're going to have our volunteers switch over to phones. So we're going to do the phones. And then the phone system started going out. And I was like, what in the hell is going on? And so, we lost big time. And the campaign manager was like, we were out smoking in the alley. And she was just like, well, I knew it was going to be rough. Mercury's in retrograde. I was like, what does that mean? And she's like, anything that can go wrong usually does go wrong. I was like, I believe it. I believe it now. So anyway, Mercury's in retrograde.
Well, I guess the wrong thing for me was being late because of the parking. But anyway.
Exactly.
I mean,
Mercury,
I'll drive it around.
Mercury is the messenger. Yeah, we had to park in the
big
lot.
I parked in a lot across the street that was like $5. But anyway.
Yeah. As we all know, ICE is still in Minnesota, but most folks are stepping down and stepping back from a lot of the patrols that they've been doing. There was a call out by Councilmember Chavez today on Pleasant Avenue, I think. They were asking for some responders to do some filming. So this is... It for folks who are listening who think that this is over, it's not over, but you should definitely take your breaks when you need to take them. But like, they're still here and they're still abducting people. So like, this is not over and done with. So
there's
you're welcome.
Supposedly 700 left.
Yeah. You're welcome back to the work whenever you're done taking your break, but you need to be done taking your break and coming back pretty soon. The nice thing about it is that people-powered philanthropy has really shown up through mutual aid, while the governor does nothing to prevent evictions for people who can't pay their rent because they can't go to work, and the boy mayor has done absolutely nothing. And the odd thing is, Minnesota philanthropy has been nowhere in any of this, nowhere that I can see that I'm like, huh, okay, like the big like Bush, McKnight. Like Minneapolis funded, like they've all been very quiet, and they like have not done anything to fund anything out in the open. And maybe that's by design, but like you would see some indication that they were starting to move funds at this point.
Do they get federal funding?
No, they're private foundations.
They're all private.
Yes, okay,
they're living off of the wealth extraction from 100 years ago when they killed all the natives and pillaged the lands.
That's true. So. I don't know where Minnesota philanthropy is. They're certainly not helping out on anything. But the ICE Out Minnesota is still having its weekly briefings. And so folks can go there on Sunday nights to find out how they can help and what other things they can be doing to keep ICE out of Minnesota.
Yes. There was like
soon
a rally or something going on at like the Tim Hortons building on Lake Street. The place that used to be Tim Hortons where all the Alex Pretty and Renee Good posters are tonight or today, because the bus stops right in front of it, and there's a bunch of people out there singing, and they're putting up new posters, which it's got Donald Trump, and they call him the Grand Wizard. Cover that building with it all.
The website for folks to go to if you have, if you've forgotten all about it, is iceoutnowmn.com, and you can sign up for actions and for the weekly briefing.
Oh my god, the Paradise Liner, like cruise liner that like takes their boats out on Minnetonka and stuff, was like, they did they're doing a competition of like, when will the ice be out of the lake?
That was terrible. I was like, okay.
They're not impacted by this. So that's why they were just like,
for listeners, there is a private company that is doing a promotion for a cruise, I'm guessing. Some sort of cruise on the lakes. And their event is called Ice Out. Ice dash out. And I was like, oh, but no. It's nothing to do with that.
I'm not surprised by that.
Too bad. It's anyway, all bad.
Not surprised.
What we did you will say? Be. Oh.
Yes?
What were you going to say, Tom?
Is this a cognitive disability we're supposed to accommodate?
Yes. Is this a
neurological condition
that we're supposed to applaud?
We're not supposed to call to attention to.
Yes. I don't understand the cognitive dissonance that's happening with the promoters of that event. So.
Oh, I thought we were talking about BAFTA, but anyway.
No. That's not another yet. Thing. We'll be right back after these messages.
Cool.
Programming on KFAI is supported by Quit Partner. Quitting smoking or vaping is easier said than done. Quit Partner offers Minnesotans no-cost resources to quit nicotine, including patches, gum and lozenges, coaching, and digital support. More at quitpartnermn.com.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walkenbowl, here with... eventually, Malcolm Lee.
Hey, girl, hey.
And Comrade Tom.
Welcome back.
You brought the welcome black back.
Welcome black.
Welcome black. That was the funniest thing you said. Welcome black, too. I'm like... But anyway.
Anywho.
Hey, let's talk about pop culture, can't we? Shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do it. And so much has happened this month, so we're going to try to, you know... shrink it down as much as possible because there's a lot that we want to talk about tonight. So let's first talk about the Grammys. You got to give it up to, you got to say felicidades to Bad Bunny. He won Best Album.
Yay!
Felicidades.
Congratulations.
Happinesses.
Okay.
Felicidades.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Felicidades. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Felicidad, I thought, but.
That means happy. Felicidades.
Well, Felice is happy.
Felicidades is happies. Yes. Congratulations.
So congratulations.
Yes.
It's like saying puppies.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So anyway.
Anyway,
back to the Grammys.
Yes.
How many gummies, Tom? How many gummies?
I mean, I don't know what's in this blueberry tea.
How many gummies today, Tom?
Oh, my God. I think he won about only two or three Grammys, too, and he got the big one, which is Album of the Year, which was cool.
We all liked
the
big one.
It was great. Lady Gaga, Ally, Miss Bisexual, she won Best Pop Album for Mayhem and also won Best Dance.
Yay.
Song for Abracadabra. I do that dance for working out, you know, working my joints.
Didn't that come out 2 years ago now?
No, it came out when we watched the Grammys last year. You remember that whole big MasterCard promo?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
the drag queen at your birthday dinner asked if last year what was your favorite song from this album, and everyone was like, Abracadabra.
Oh, that was with Luna Muse. Yeah, and I actually said
And she was like,
Shadow of a Man.
She was like, did anyone actually listen to this album?
I know, it was so funny. She's like, did anybody listen to it? But anyway, Shadow of a Man, still my favorite off that album. But anyway, Kendrick Lamar was a big winner. That night he won Record of the Year with SZA, with the song Luther, and Cher. Boo. Luther Vandross is dead.
What?
You didn't hear what happened?
No.
So Cher was the one that was given out the award for Record of the Year.
Uh-huh.
When she was asked the winner, she went, it was Luther. The song is called Luther, but she said Luther Vandross.
Okay, that's why.
So that's why everybody's like, no, it's just Luther. Not Luther. So Cher, we love you and all and everything.
Just get your prescription updated.
Get it refilled. Anyway. And then...
Oh, he's been dead, too.
He's been dead.
2005.
I mean, yes,
usually that's what happens when they die. They don't come back.
No, I mean, like,
21
he's
years,
been
boo.
Dead for a while.
21 years. Anyway.
He's not actively producing any albums.
No, he's not actively producing anything.
I mean,
not
even I don't even know who that is, but...
Wow.
Okay. Luther Vandross.
Okay. Let's
okay, so Billy,
take the rage here and then put it here.
I'm trying to signal it just here.
The rage up here, take it down here.
You know, and just take it down
and then
and
in
just
here.
Go.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Billie Eilish and Phineas, congratulations on Song of the Year.
Hooray.
They won for that song Wildflower, which it's a really pretty song.
I think Phineas is the cutest looking weirdo that I've ever seen.
The cutest looking weirdo.
He's a little weird. He's a weird looking.
He's an artist.
His facial hair.
He's a musician. He's an artist.
So, yeah.
I mean, musicians and artists, there's a little bit of, you know, eccentricity in their lives, you know, because of the music that they create. So I applaud them for being themselves. Hello.
I mean, we saw Damien Dorado last night. There was nothing weird about that.
About what?
Damien Dorado.
Yes. It was you missed the first 5 minutes.
Oh.
We were talking about our concert experience that we went to.
Oh, that's
night.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you guys have something to talk about with each other. See, they are really best friends, people. It's not just an act. Mm-hmm. Okay. but overall,
guess
the
who the odd one out is then?
I know.
Kidding,
it's
I'm
me
kidding.
Now.
Okay.
A 50-year-old.
No, I'm kidding. So the Super Bowl.
60, ew. But not yet. But anyway, the Grammys were good. It was awesome. It was fun. The performances were great as well. The tribute, the In Memoriam, especially the tribute to, there was a tribute to a lot of black musicians that passed away. I got a little bit teary-eyed when they did it for Roberta Flack and D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. D'Angelo died this... Oh, Jesus.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that crazy?
I can't.
54, 52, 53. Uh-huh. I forget.
Damien Dorado's age. Yeah.
50, ugh. Yeah, that was sad. But, no, it was a great job by all. It was a good show. So, there you go. Best New Artist, Olivia Dean. Congrats. I mean, no, I'm growing to like her more. Like, at first, I just thought, what is this? talk to me.
Olivia Dean.
The man that I need, baby. So I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, but everybody loved it, so cool. Congrats on your win. But no, overall, it was a great Grammys. So there's that. Next is the Super Bowl. We have to say Felicidades again to Bad Bunny and his halftime show performance.
Yay.
That was great.
So good.
Love the it was so deserving. And
I was like, did
the whole
we watch
controversy
it?
Of it all. Ooh, okay. It was great.
I did
you watch it?
No.
Tom, you didn't watch it.
It was on Peacock.
I was in
Indisposed
with Reiki and class and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was busy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a very historical moment in this country's history. You know, that is not white, and you didn't watch it. Okay. It
Whoa.
Was
great. Look, I saw Kendrick Lamar the last time.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
That's like saying I have black friends.
Look, I voted for Obama, okay?
I voted for Obama. What more do you want?
And Kamala.
I'm just giving you help. It's funny. I'm just giving you help. I did Kamala. Watch Kendrick. Mm-hmm. I voted for Kamala.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I had a busy life. Okay.
But it was great. Did you watch the commercials at all?
No. Movie? I don't do the whole thing. I just I drop in for the halftime, like, yay. And then I'm like,
okay, is that
bedtime.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No.
I was also tired that I had a lot of things going on that day. And I was like, okay.
There was a lot going on.
Bedtime.
There was just a lot going on. Like, I was watching the Super Bowl, and I do watch football, you know, again, I like, you know, sports. And I was watching the Super Bowl, and I got bored, and I turned it off to the halftime show because it was boring. I was like, okay, Seattle's going to win, which they did.
Yeah.
All right, they did.
Even the football fans were like, this was not a a close game at all.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, you tried New England. You did, but I'm glad you lost. But anyway, But I feel bad for the Vikings fans, though. But some of them did applaud that Sam Darnold did win with, you know, Seattle Seahawks. He was the quarterback that played last year. Mm-hmm. I know this is a whole new thing.
And then got
cut because, mm-hmm, you know, they wanted to focus on their young.
I just feel like,
this is so good. I'm so proud of you, Alfred.
I feel like Minnesota is going to become the Chicago. Like, it's going to be like the Cubs curse.
I think so.
Yeah. See, I know about the Cubs curse.
Maybe, mm-hmm, but it was just kind of, you know, cray cray. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, there was that. So, but no. Have you seen pictures of Kid Rock?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was 55.
Uh-huh.
He does not look 55. Mm-hmm. He looks.
He was not allowed on those boats.
Right.
He was 70.
He tried, yeah.
Like, he tried with that whole half touch. And it was kind of funny because I saw clips of that. Mm-hmm. Show, and it was funny when the close up went on JD Vance and his wife. Uh-huh. His wife was not amused, and she can act like, "No, I was enjoying myself just to protect your husband." Mm-hmm. Hon, we read your face, okay? Right. Your face was just like, mm-hmm, "Why am I here? Why am I here?"
This was at the Super Bowl.
No, this was the Turning Point American halftime show, the protest show.
Because the Bad Bunny show was not American.
Which was filmed over 2 days?
He's from Puerto Rico. Anyway, right.
Which was filmed over 2 days.
It was filmed over 2 days.
And it had 60 extras, and they were like, it looked like more because of the camera angles that they used.
Well, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, there's also AI and digital where they can add people in.
Oh, no, they couldn't afford that.
I'm giving him too much credit. Anyway, giving you too much credit. Sorry.
Old school camera tricks and mirrors.
Oh my God, he looked horrible. Mm-hmm. And then he's doing that video. He did that video with RFK Jr. I don't know if you saw the video.
No. See, this is my thing. I limit my intake of these crazy Nazis. I just like limit my. I'm like, nope. There, people. Yeah, Courtney texted and she was like, "Anyone watching the State of the Union?" I'm like, no. I
can't listen
to
that man
my
talk
spirit
anymore. I can't. Like, I'll sit there and I'll listen for like half a second and turn it off.
It really
is
just like the rage, just like boils up really quickly. And you're like,
there's
nope.
The rage, there's the anger, there's the disgust, there's just like all of these feelings where I'm just like, I cannot sit there and take this man seriously.
I think I was like, I feel like unless there's a chance of an assassination attempt, there's no point in watching.
Right. Yeah.
It's like watching NASCAR. Unless someone dies, it's not interesting.
Incidentally, I did start watching Designated Survivor today, so.
Oh, you did? Oh my God.
It's a dark and
it's
twisty.
Like one can hope.
But it only
it's just gone dark and twisted right now. We're supposed to be talking about pop culture. But anyway,
culture is dark and twisty.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, yeah. But anyway, now
art
let's talk
life.
About what America has like all watched and felt that they were a part of the world for 2 weeks.
We will right after these messages.
Okay, right after this. Oh my God, commercial.
They're messages from our friends. Messages from our friends. We're going to hear some messages from our friends. We'll be right back.
They say all good things must come to an end, but at KFAI, we believe otherwise. Your vehicle, once a source of countless memories and adventures, can continue to create positive change long after its last drive. By donating your car, truck, boat, or RV to KFAI, you give it a new purpose and support the programming you love. To learn more about how you can extend the contribution of your vehicle's influence, call 855 877-2346 or visit kfai.careasy.org.
How now, brown cow? You're listening to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, here with Malcolm Lee.
Move.
And Comrade Tom.
You just got a lot of that. You got to move.
Move.
No, no, no. That's right. You got to wallow. You got to wallow. I went to a immersion play situation mm-hmm. where this trans person like was their mother and their father and them all in one and talked about wallowing and they pretended to be a cow the whole time and they were like
wait so wallow is like woo.
Yeah
well basically the intent the idea is you let it out
mm-hmm. like gas.
Well,
oh my God, my dad says you got it naturally. What does that mean, Dad?
You sound like a cow.
My dad is watching me laugh live on Facebook while I'm doing a radio show. But and I do the moo, and he says, you got it naturally. That's love, people. You turn 50 and your parents show you your
it's
true
a whole,
love.
Yeah,
it's a whole different gamut.
It's now. A whole new level of honesty with your parents.
Whole new honesty, right? Mm-hmm. What is up with that crap? Anyway, love you, mean it. Okay, so Winter Olympics, here we go. So
we had a lot of queer winners at the Olympics this year.
We really, really did. And I'm going to say their names because I believe their names should be said. So here we go. Breezy Johnson, USA, alpine skiing, she won gold. Amber Glenn, USA, figure skating, she won gold for the team event. Guillaume Cizeron, France, ice dancing, won gold. Mathilde Grimaud, Switzerland, free skating, gold in women's slopestyle. Hillary Knight, USA hockey, gold. Kayla Barnes, USA hockey, gold. You know we're going to talk about it. Alex Carpenter, USA hockey, gold. Paul Poirier, Canada, ice dancing, bronze.
Ice dancing.
I'm sorry if I botched your name, Tanik Dindolk. Belgian speed skating, bronze in team relay. Sandra Naslund, Sweden, freestyle skiing, bronze. Laura Zimmerman.
These are the gay Olympians. These are the gay gold winning Olympians.
This is
the
gay
in the world.
Gay.
In the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gay. Switzerland, Laura Zimmerman, bronze in hockey. And then you have Marie-Philippe Poulin, Laura Stacey, Emerance Moshmeyer, Emily Clark, Aaron Ambrose, Brianne Jenner, and Daryl Watts, Canada ice hockey silver. Mm-hmm.
You know who's not on that list?
Wasn't the captain of the circling team gay?
Curling?
I said circling.
I wow. Probably.
See, circling the drain.
They didn't win.
No, but they won silver.
They won silver.
So he should have been on the list. I forgot his name.
No. I was talking about Connor McDermott Mostowy. He's a speed skater.
Did he win?
No, apparently not.
Well, then that's why he's not on the list.
But he's gay. He's a gay Olympian.
No, Connor McDermott. I thought he did. He was the alpine skater. Yes, he did.
No,
he
speed
won.
Skater. Speed skater.
I thought it was alpine.
Speed skater.
I don't know. But anyway.
It was a real heated rivalry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. He went there. Heated rivalry. Uh-huh.
It's hockey.
It's okay. Got it.
It's hot.
But anyway. Okay. Hockey. So congratulations. But props to U.S. of A. winning 33 medals. It's the most medals that U.S. have won of any Winter Olympics. Most of them were won by women.
Hooray!
But we can't elect people. One as president. Lord. But go ahead and win. Anyway, congrats to both hockey teams. But I will give a huge shout out for their dignity, for their American, for the fact that they have decided
for
why
their
in
dignity,
God's name,
guys, their dignity for,
because. The fact, like, their poise, their professionalism, and the reasoning behind why they said no to our wonderful established leader of the free world.
They declined Trump's invitation to the White House.
Boom.
Oh, thank God.
Shorted. Yes. They said, sorry, we will.
The menfolk, okay. However.
But the menfolk decided to go and eat their McDonald's.
Their cold McDonald's. And when Trump called, because.
Oh, my God.
Just so this is on the record for everyone to remember, that yes. Cash Patel spent $75,000 of taxpayer money to go get drunk with the men's hockey team.
Boom.
And got caught on someone's Instagram. Weird. And then, like, everyone started deleting it. And there were people like, no, no, no. You spent
$75,000
to go get drunk with the men's hockey team.
Yeah.
And so anyway,
so
Donald Trump called them to congratulate them and then like made fun of the women's hockey team. And every man in that locker room laughed.
Yeah, he basically said, you know, I have to invite them. And then they laugh. Mm-hmm. It's like, why are you laughing when he says something like that? If you're saying it, when some of the players, they did say that they really admire and appreciate and applaud, you know, the women's team for getting their gold medal. Why then 3 days later when you play and you get your gold medals and then you hear our leader make this tasteless joke, which a lot of people are like, it wasn't tasteless. Obviously it was tasteless. People, there was an intent of, come on now.
The rage just starts here.
Right. It's like people.
It comes up here.
This man,
they can't,
you know,
see
this man
that
now. For years.
On the radio,
they
when
can
he
imagine.
Was president, when he wasn't president, there was no. It was total malice. Ooh. It was malicious intent. I'm sorry. For people to say, no, he wasn't. He was just being funny. No, it was
not. The women's hockey team was like, they ain't grabbing us.
No. Mm-hmm. Especially with the fact that they're like, you know, some of them are, as we just listed, are of the LGBTQIA+ community. And we know how Trump feels about us. So, there you go.
They should have said yes and then just assassinated him.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Tom.
International incident over the Olympics. Wouldn't that be amazing?
What? See... And you mute
like,
me.
It'd be like Munich.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to talk about The Pit, awesome show on HBO Max. Yeah. But I specifically wanted to talk about that one episode. You know what episode I'm talking about?
The
Viagra.
Mm-hmm. It was
very visually stimulating.
It was very visually stimulating.
Like they like zoomed right in. You're like,
it
oh.
was more than 4 hours. Yeah, they did do a close up on that, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. They did.
They sure did. And they then did. They just put that needle right in, mm-hmm. and I said, Lord Jesus.
I mean, how else are they supposed to get it out?
I understand that, Tom, but still sitting there like. This is quality, wonderful television. Look, and it was.
It'd have been more interesting if they'd have done a broken penis, because I think that would have been
a sprained penis. Yeah.
Yeah, because I've had a friend who's broken his penis before.
Sprained. It's not a bone.
Yeah, it's not a bone. Yeah, it's
a muscle.
He rolled over in a semi-hard and snapped.
Okay. Oh my God. Well, that's wonderful. I'm still waiting for a Robbie Huckleberry romance, but I don't think we're going to get it this season.
Oh, you don't think we're going to get it?
Daddy Noah.
The whole internet is waiting for a Robbie Huckleberry romance, just to be clear. I'm just one of the many.
Really?
Yes. There's a whole Twitter thread on it.
Oh. Like, I did not know that.
They just grabbed screen caps of like Robbie looking smolderingly off camera, and they're like, just go and get your man already. And he's like usually him looking at Huckleberry.
I did not notice
That's amazing.
You're gonna look it up now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
There's some
other
things that
The
come
Pit,
up
HBO Max, very very good show. They're on season 2. And men, if you're gonna feel uncomfortable with that one scene, I'm just saying it's but it's great. I just wanted to bring it because I thought it was funny. And The Traitors, season finale this week. Have you guys been watching that at all?
I have not.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Oh my God. Well,
I hate the gays.
Huh?
I said I hate the gays.
See, Dr. Anna. Dr. Anna was the one who kept me accountable to watching trash queer TV.
Okay.
And she doesn't live with me anymore, so I'm like, I'm just gonna go watch Eternity. I'm gonna go watch a straight romance movie. You know.
That's so disturbing.
Dr. Anna keeps me accountable to the queer community.
Oh my God, that's so funny, but all right, well, if people are watching, I think a Traitor's going to win this season. I really, really do. I think the Traitor's going to win this season.
Is Bergie still in?
Who?
Bergie.
That was like 4 or 5 seasons ago.
Oh, they don't come back?
Nope.
Oh.
There's a different group every season. Although they did bring Dorinda, Real Housewives of New York, back.
They need to bring
again,
Bergie
just
back.
To lose again. I'm like, why? So annoying.
Money.
Anyway. But there's an upcoming season where they're hiring, they're auditioning for just regular folk, real folk. Mm-hmm. No celebrities anymore, it's just real folk.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. That's exciting.
That's how real people sound?
Yeah, sure. Tom, they're just trying to get real folk up in here.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Bergie hasn't posted in a while.
But no, I was going to audition, but then I realized, Malcolm, you gotta get your hours for your admin certifications because they're going to be taping this summer. So I can't do it. I got responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So no.
Nope.
But, Oscar predictions. So who you think going to win?
No one.
Wow. Okay. Alfred?
Who's nominated?
How do you not know who's nominated?
Look, as I said, Dr. Anna used to keep me accountable to the queer community.
You guys get on my nerve. Like, you're supposed to be, like,
look, Sinners,
researching.
I mean, if Sinners wins, I'll be happy because I'm like, it's horror.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Because you like horror movies, yeah. That's cool.
And next. Michael B. Jordan, you know.
That's what you want to win. Oh, child.
I'll take his
so
prize.
Pretty.
And you had double the pleasure, Tim.
Right. Did last week.
He's a twin. Mm-hmm. He played a twin.
Yeah, I hope he wins for lead actor, but I feel like
I don't think that
what's his butt is gonna win his.
Okay, so here are the movies.
Collect his.
Here are the movies. Are you guys ready?
I'm looking at the list.
Bologna, F1, Frankenstein.
Oh, for the film. For
I mean,
film.
Bologna is terrifying.
Bologna isn't terrifying. Bologna was upsetting. Because the
both
of the
right.
movie, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I was like, this is kind of crazy. And then at the end, really, really.
I love when he blew up in the locker.
That was
right.
Funny.
That was
funny.
Wow. That was hilarious. No, I thought that it was weird and quirky, and it's what you know, just as twisted as you know.
Me personally,
Lanthimos. What's his name? Yorgos
Lanthimos.
Lanthimos. I thought it was, you know, his quirky, weird, you know.
Me personally, I hope that Sinners wins. The next one on that list would be like Hamnet, maybe. Like,
did you see Hamnet?
No, I didn't, but I hear good things about.
I still need to watch it. I will watch
it. It's a compelling story, but yeah. I feel, or Bologna, I feel like, but I think what is going to happen is Marty Supreme and one battler after another are going to win it because Marty Supreme has, what's his name? The twink?
Timothy
Chalamet in it. And
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet. And battle after another, I did not know this, used special cameras. And that's the stuff that the snobs love in Hollywood. They love
what,
like
one
good,
battle after another?
I mean, well, that and like they love a good like technique. They like, remember when what's his name did that really boring 3-hour movie?
The Brutalist?
No. Well, that one too. But like
Oppenheimer?
No, it was a while ago. Boyhood. Remember?
Oh, Boyhood.
They were like, he filmed it over 53 years. And I was like, Jesus Christ. That was the most boring movie I have ever. Like,
I liked it.
It was 3 hours, and it was like,
I liked it.
There was no plot. It was literally just like
it was their lives. That was the plot.
Yeah, that's not a plot. That's a pastiche. That's like slices of life. It's a tableau, some might say. And if you're going to do a tableau, you better do it like Wes Anderson does a tableau. I love a Wes Anderson tableau. You see all, it looks like a pop-up book. I'm like, that's true. What I love about Wes Anderson. Is he
Grand Budapest Hotel
right,
is still
he
the best
knows
movie.
What he's doing.
I fall asleep in his movies. Every time.
I know you do.
But
it's because of the gummies.
Oh my God, that was so cool.
No.
Anyway, so one battle after another used this special camera that was like made for like the 1950s, like 3D, whatever it was.
So that's why you feel they're
I feel like that's what
the
they're going to haul
cameras.
Out. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I think.
There you go. Okay.
Who knows?
Well, there
who's
you go.
To say?
So, people who watch them, who care about these award shows, they are on March 15th.
Mm-hmm. The Ides of March.
I know, great. It's the Ides of March.
I'll still
start
have a job
4 hours
until the end
now,
of March.
And I think it's like 6 Eastern, which is 5 our time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've started really early now because they know how long they could go. I am rooting for K-Pop Demon Hunters. To win their two.
Yeah.
Animated feature and original song. That's what I want. And then the actors, I don't know. I'll be happy if either black woman win best supporting actress. I have a feeling that they are the favorites. Actor, I don't know what's going to happen. Everybody's thinking still it's going to be Timothée Chalamet. But when I saw that the guy from The Secret Agent won the Golden Globe, I was like, ooh, okay. And then the guy who was in the movie, I swear, but the movie wasn't eligible for the Oscars, but it was eligible for BAFTAs. he won the BAFTA, so I don't know. So it's going to be interesting. So, yay!
Should
awards.
We end on the drama of the BAFTAs?
We have to take a quick break before we close out, so we'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Malibu, Friday, March 13th. French composer and vocalist Malibu brings her latest album, Vanities, to the Cedar stage. Loose threads of drone, neoclassical, dance, and pop are woven together to create a tapestry of introspection. Malibu's compositions exist as fragments of imagination, as wide as the sea and as open as the sky. Opening the show is ESP. More information about Malibu is available at thecedar.org.
Programming on KFAI is supported by Quit Partner. Quitting smoking or vaping is easier said than done. Quit Partner offers Minnesotans no-cost resources to quit nicotine, including patches, gum and lozenges, coaching, and digital support. More at quitpartnermn.com.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, here with Malcolm Lee.
We only got 4 minutes to save the world!
And Comrade Tom.
I will not be saving the world. It does not. We do not deserve to be
okay,
saved.
Okay, so then we heard. So what happened at the BAFTAs, Tom?
I mean, someone with Tourette said the N-word.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Moment of silence.
And I appreciate
No, not a moment of silence.
There wasn't a moment of silence.
Delroy Lindo and Michael B. Jordan were
an award.
And he said the N, the Tourette's guy said the N-word.
Yeah.
And so it turned into a whole thing.
Yeah.
The thing that I could not stand was everyone coming out, mostly white, to educate everyone on Tourette's. And I was like, I hear you. And that's not what I'm concerned about.
Correct.
The word is what I am concerned about. Thank you. And then eventually the advocate did a full thing and he was like, I called them personally to apologize and it's not intentional. And it was like, okay, great. Then I saw something before we got here, which was, what did he say? He said pedophile when a bisexual actor was presenting a thing too. And I was like, you know, you don't have to share everything. You don't have to share everything.
That's right.
That's
I did hear
now
that.
Two holes that you've gotten yourself into.
You've heard it somewhere, you experienced it somewhere, and then lo and behold, you're saying it.
But
the Netherlands Prime Minister is gay.
Hooray!
Oh, yes, that's... We're not a good note.
He's not just gay.
He's been gay. Prime Minister.
He's been gay.
He's been gay. Oh, my
been
God.
Gay.
Wow, we haven't heard that joke in a long time. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
We're old. We use been gay.
That's true. That's true.
Actually, I use Voltaren.
I use Aspergream.
Magic booty hole cream.
I'm just happy for you both.
Well, thanks for that.
Anyway.
Congratulations, Netherlands.
Yes.
You're doing a yeoman's job.
Mm-hmm. And may Sister Frida, peoples of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, may they rest in peace. They were the first black member of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence of 1982.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've spent another wonderful hour here with us at Fresh Fruit.
Was it?
We appreciate you.
Wow. I thought it was fabulous. I thought it was better than
those of us who shut up on time do.
Anyway. Oh my goodness. You survived.
Yeah, well,
barely without me.
Goodbye forever.
Bye.
Forever.
Terrible. Terrible.